It's Mpumalanga's best music on Rise of Fame with Alicia Keys, Superwoman, because we are Superwomen in studio. I'm not alone, as promised. Now, if you missed it, Her Royal Highness Princess Yurika Mokgadi has officially been appointed as one of six commissioners for gender equality, assigned by His Excellency President Cyril Ramaphosa. And this evening, I speak to her on her new role and mandate as commissioner and gender for gender equality in Mpumalanga province. I'm already nervous. Hey, good evening, Commissioner.
Oh, good evening, my dearest. What an honor to be back here all over again with the family. I'm honored to be here.
This is home.
We are dictating.
And I'm going to share something that we spoke about. We're already celebrating that we have a female station manager.
The timing.
We sorted it out, Commissioner. We sorted it out before you came.
Making it easier for me. Thank you.
So that you don't question anything. We've sorted it out. We have a female station manager.
Well done.
Firstly, congratulations to you as well on your appointment. It certainly is something that a lot of women are excited about, myself included, because we've been having these conversations on gender equality. So when finally we have a commissioner who's a female, we feel it's someone who knows what we're talking about.
Yes.
But firstly, for someone who doesn't know, what is the Commission for Gender Equality?
All right. So first of all, the CGE, or Commission for Gender Equality, is a Chapter 9 institution. So this one, it means that it was actually established based on then the needs of the Constitution. We need to have bodies that exist outside of the domain of political affiliation, organizations, NGOs, or even companies. We need those who keep everyone accountable. So the president definitely established Chapter 9 and 10 institutions to ensure that we are able to come back and ensure that the constitutional rights of the people are enforced, make sure that people are also aware of them, they are noted, and that things are rolled out accordingly. So it's a matter of ensuring that we uplift our democracy, we ensure that we uplift the constitutional rights that we all have, and also to make sure that we know about what those rights are and the roles we each need to play. So that is a general overview of what the Commission for Gender Equality is all about. Our biggest focus definitely then, or the vision, is to ensure that we are able to, like I said, enforce and play a key role of ensuring that everyone understands what it means when we talk about, you know, gender inequality, what it means when we talk about gender oppression, either in the workplaces, in schools, whatever vocation, whatever areas we might be. As mentioned, private or public, we ensure that we keep everyone accountable. That is the biggest aim, the biggest drive for the Commission for Gender Equality in a nutshell. Mm.
And as a newly appointed commissioner for gender equality, what does your role mainly entail?
All right. So first of all, commissioners are, as you mentioned, appointed then by His Excellency, the President Cyril Ramaphosa. Mm. So that makes us individuals who are more affiliated with national, you know, areas. So from national, we are then deployed to various provinces. Thankfully, I was deployed here in Mpumalanga. The others are deployed accordingly to the various 9 provinces that we have within the country. And then from there, we work very closely with our, you know, this provincial managers as well and other stakeholders in our offices. And then from there, as mentioned, we ensure that we roll out and we have legislative roles. So that means that any laws or any policies that are in place that have been signed upon and agreed upon to ensure that the people understand, as I mentioned, anything that goes against gender oppression or inequality, we're able to now go in and target, investigate any complaints by institutions, individuals, or even other stakeholders that are held accountable by us. So we as commissioners go out there fulfilling that mandate of the CGE and showing that we find a way to bring that understanding of what gender equality is and how we apply it and how we implement it. We engage strategically with different stakeholders as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for being someone who's in traditional leadership as well from a royal family. Mm-hmm. We engage with traditional leaders as well to understand what are cultural, you know, values, what are cultural laws and norms, and how do we then ensure that, you know, for gender equality, women are also given platforms to be part of maybe tribal courts. Women are allowed to also engage and interact, because those are things that have transformed over the year. Mm-hmm. So it's more about gender transformation and understanding of all our roles. We drive that. We are noted as the face for the CGE. However, the biggest duty is to ensure that we're able to serve the people, for them to understand what their rights are, how to express, and how to keep individuals like the police, you know, accountable, how to keep the court accountable. If there's any complaint, they reach out to us. We dig into those complaints. We follow up and find out why was this case open and not followed up on. Those are the things we need. So it's a matter of who do you go to when you feel like the system is failing. That's what the Chapter 9 institutions are here for. And as commissioners, we are here to stand for the people.
Hey, now just thinking about the many problems we have. The first question that comes to mind is, currently, because there's a lot of issues, what is the mandate of the commission? Where do we start as a province, Gay?
Yes, yes. So the mandate in itself ties in with the vision of the CGE. And as mentioned, that, you know, the key mandate is to ensure that we as commissioners, we as everyone who's just part of this organization or body in itself, we ensure that we contribute. We definitely have to add value to strengthening, strengthening understanding of what gender equality is, mainstreaming it into various industries, various organizations, as mentioned, either it's private or then it's public in itself as well. So that means even local, provincial or national organizations need to be accountable. Institutions like in health as well, we need to find out and ask ourselves, is there an element of gender equality or are we noticing discrepancies? What is the treatment like? All of those matters are investigated independently by us. And it's very key for us to note. So our key aim is to find out, with the constitution set up, everyone is aware of our rights. Are they being implemented? Are they being followed? And if not, what is missing? Where is the loophole? And that's where legislators come in. So if there's a loophole, it means that there's a law or policy that is missing, that is not protecting the people. So the mandate is to ensure that we are able to establish such and ensure that we encourage people to know more about it, to say, listen, I'm speaking out, I'm voicing out based on what I've heard, based on section or chapter so-so, you know, from the Constitution itself. So it's very key. Our mandate is to ensure that we voice it out, we make people equipped with education, information, and mostly research. So it's either you call us, we come in after lodging complaint, or we ourselves will go into different areas unannounced at most times just to find out what are the dynamics. So it's not a matter of scaring individuals. I do not want to scare anyone, but I just want everyone to understand that we just want accountability, because it's not just about we just want to have basic needs. There's life after that. You know, people want to make sure that they are using, you know, the education wisely after acquiring. What's the next step? Their positions, their accolades that people need to be accredited to. So are they being given the credit that is due to them as well? If not, where is that missing link? We try to fill in those gaps, answer those questions, and keep everyone accountable.
And I love that you speak about people getting information.
Yes.
And that's just already something that I've noted to be a benefit. But, you know, before we get into how do we get more information, what are the benefits of being informed and following what the commission does for the public? Because it's one thing to know that the commission exists. But for you to sit at home with issues that the commission could help you with and then say, ah, but the government is not doing anything. Now, let's get into the benefits of knowing and being informed, and then how do I go about now contacting you?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that amazing question. One of the biggest things is, even if we have the greatest idea, the greatest mandate or vision, if people do not understand the value added, then of course they will not reach out. But you know what? I always say when I'm engaged with individuals that, you know what, the CGE, or the Commission for Gender Equality, the biggest benefit for it, as I mentioned, we have to ensure that you know your rights as an individual, especially when it's gender related. And we all know, we, with regards to the UN, we have sustainable development goals. So then number 5 is gender equality, which means every country around the globe is supposed to have that in place, supposed to follow laws, rules. There are a lot of protocols that are in place, like the Maputo Protocol, where it says in Africa, women are protected and they have to start occupying certain spaces if they're equipped, if they're given the skills, so forth. So the biggest benefit is to definitely understand what your rights are. We teach that. We show you what it is. We help you find that information as well. Like I said, even laws and policies in place, legislature itself, there are laws in place, signed bills for your rights that you need to be aware of. We let you know what they are so that when you encounter the discrimination, the oppression, as I mentioned, it can be from a ekhaya or in the workplace where opportunities are not given to you, or even when you go and report cases, they are just to touch a topic that we also deal with. So it's part of the pool that we deal with, not just the only thing we deal with. Because I know when you talk about gender equality, people always think GBV only. It's broader than that. But for those GBV cases as well that are reported at police stations, and an individual feels like, I reported it, I got my case number, and that's it. There's nothing else happening. Nin, I get a call. They tell me, no, just talk to that person, forgive him and let go. We'll scratch out this thing. Don't talk about it. We go and look after those things, those matters. You're not supposed to get a call and be told, let's scratch that. We're supposed to deal with matters accordingly. So we ensure that any case, any, like I said, any way or place that you felt that you were discriminated or abused or assaulted, you go and you report to the institutions or stakeholders we have. From there, if you feel or see that there's no progress, you've tried everything, you've reached to everyone, there's no one supporting you, a broken system, that's what we always complain about, right? The CGE or Chapter 9 institutions are set up to make sure that those broken systems are adjusted, are fixed, to ensure that you get your closure, you get the answer you need. So that's why I said we keep everyone accountable. So when you know that you have someone that you can cry out to without fearing for your safety, without fearing intimidation, reach out to us. Even those people who say, I took this matter to court, but when I got there, they said it doesn't exist. Reach out to us. You've got your proof that you've got your dates of engagement. We're able to assist you. Even Moputweet, our brothers, who cried and say, listen, it was false accusations. We are here for you. You've gone out, you've talked to someone, you've got your support system, but there's no value in it. You come back to us and we'll hold everyone accountable and ask them, why are you not following up? Why isn't this person's case being attended to? We ask those questions, and we're not afraid to do that because we've been given that authority, that power to ensure that we can keep everyone accountable. So the benefits are very key. You are protected as a citizen of, you know, the Republic of South Africa, not just knowing your rights as well, but knowing now how to fully immerse in them, exercise them, even in your workplaces. If you can see that there's unfair treatment, discrimination as well, you make sure that you have your paper trail. You ask, why is this happening? You get a response, you come back to us. We're able to then find out, send our researchers. We've got researchers on the ground. They go in, they infiltrate where they need to go, ask the necessary questions. They come back and they give us review. From there, we can come and definitely go straight to the company itself. Like I said, private or public, we keep everyone accountable. So there are multiple benefits, a lot of them. The key aim is to make sure that South Africans understand that you no longer have to feel that you are being failed by the system. We are here for this very reason. We've been appointed, trusted by the president and you as the people as well, because they also recommended us. They sought us and said, you're a community leader. We see what you're doing, Her Royal Highness. Please step in. We need to be keeping everyone accountable, every single individual around us. And that is the biggest vision, the biggest aim, is just accountability and ensuring that we speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Now, for someone who says, I want to read more on this,
yes,
is there a website that they can be directed to? Because when we speak of some of the issues that people have, like you said, some are not in the professional space. It's in the personal space where I am, you know, living in fear. There's no justice. You know, I'm probably dealing with someone who knows someone in higher places. And every time I try to involve the law in my situation, there's an element of prejudice. Because I already know that I'm standing on the other end and I don't know what's happening behind the scenes, even after reporting it.
Very true. Very true. So please, 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 individuals, if you are keen, you can even forget my name if you have to, but please just go on Google if you can for me and just type out Commission for Gender Equality. You will see all information. There's going to be the website, social media links, and so forth. But for those who want to just also just write down any notes that you might be having right now as well, just go to www.cge.org.za. I'll repeat, it's www.cge.org.za. Or you can also go in and just call us on 011-403-7182. And that is the national number. That's our head office number as well. And you'll see when you get onto the website, there will be a pop-up that literally says, lodge a complaint. So even if you know you're feeling a bit disoriented, you're not sure what to do, the moment you click on lodge complaint, you will see we want your information, want to see who you are, your name, mm-hmm. where you are from, and then you're going to explain to us what help you need or what has happened, what has taken place, mm-hmm. what case did you report and you didn't get any assistance with. You quote all that information, even if you've got proof of, you know, court orders and so forth that you're mm-hmm. saying, listen, I don't understand, I need help. Mm-hmm. It is here and it is free. You do not pay for the services. It is done for. It is here. It's ready. It's available for you. Just for being here. Just for being part of this amazing constitution, this amazing country that we're in. Please avail yourselves. And then for those who say, listen, Commissioner, we just want to also engage with you just to find out what else is needed, what else is required, what else takes place, just to find out more information as well. Please feel free to also contact me directly on my WhatsApp number, which is 083-384-0919. I repeat it, it is 083-384-0919. But please, if you can, we are definitely on Google Commission for Gender Equality. You'll find us on all social media platforms, even on WhatsApp. We have a channel. So that's where you get all these amazing pop-ups. We normally get webinar invites as well. So you can come in and be part of discussions. You can come in and give an input and say, listen, I feel like we need to go back to schools. Are we really teaching the children to understand our different roles, our dynamics, the gender equality? Do they understand that? Do they respect each other? If not, what do we do about it? Are these girls or these boys being taught about leadership roles and what it means to be a leader and how to occupy these spaces, how to be fully equipped? So whatever engagement you want to also have with us, please feel free, reach out. As mentioned, we are here for you as the people of South Africa. We are here to protect you. We are here to ensure that the Constitution in itself is strengthened. You know, it's definitely applied. It's enforced. Our chairperson always says the CGE must. You know, it's a must. It's not, hey, may we please, no.
It's not we can try.
Not we can try. There are so many amazing cases, amazing things that we have closed off. You can see even with the Caster Semenya as well, you know, internationally so. You know, she was being questioned, you're like, listen, you were born this way and so forth. And yet we know she's female. There she is now. So there are cases that we are definitely handling as the CGA. They are part of it. They are also monitoring them. So please be aware of them. Be alert of what is taking place. But I think for me, the biggest message is, as we, when we started off air, that, you know what, at the end of the day, the rise of women does not mean the fall of men. At the end of the day, I believe as women, we also recognize that there's a lot on the shoulders of men. And we are here to do something about it too. We want to assist. We want to help. So how can we help? What skills do we need to have? We mentioned just how amazing in leadership most men are. And then what we deem it, especially when it becomes toxic, we call it patriarchy, right? But when we learn from men and we ask them, listen, in leadership, as women, we tend to be more empathetic. How can I ensure that that is not used against me as a woman? From them, because we've seen them leading for a while. They understand the systems as well. We learn from them. And not only that, that's when we also apply that nurturing, empathetic ability to it, making our leadership quite unique. So it's very important for us to understand the importance of gender equality, working together for the better and the good of society. Thank you so much.
No, thank you very much, Commissioner, for that. And one thing that I love, considering most of the conversations that we mostly have on Rise FM evenings, is that you'll find someone saying, I don't have anyone. I feel alone. I feel helpless. So it's good to know, and you're going through things, no mangabe you don't have family, ikhona iCommission for Gender Equality. It will help you in whatever injustices that you have suffered. So thank you very much, and please do enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you for honoring and coming through in person.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's back to Mpumalanga's